Have you ever wondered where the problems in the world today would exist if we had deeper connection to ourselves, others, and the environment, and acted from that place? Welcome to the Conscious Action Podcast with your host, Brian Berneman, who believe that connection is the key to taking conscious action as individuals and creating a better world. We are here to raise awareness and inspire meaningful action by sharing stories, knowledge, and conversations with thought leaders and change makers. From sustainability to well-being and everything related to conscious living, our mission is to empower you to be the change that you want to see in the world. Welcome everyone to a new episode of the Conscious Action Podcast. I am Brian Berneman, your host. And for this episode, I wanted to explore a topic that is very important for me, which is compassion. Compassion has been a theme in my life. It has been a big practice in my life. And this has been showing up in a lot of my classes, in my workshops. So I wanted to come here and share a little bit about it. Compassion is something that I feel is so necessary for creating the world that we want to see. To be able to understand how we can actually acknowledge things, how we can accept things, how can we love things, how can we understand things, how can we heal. Compassion is a big component of that. I know that when I was younger, I wasn't compassionate at all. I wasn't compassionate towards others, and I wasn't compassionate towards myself. And it has been a big process of understanding, of experiencing, of being and sitting with me. Compassion, one of the things that once one of my teachers told me was the difference between sympathy, empathy, and compassion. And his way of seeing it was that sympathy is when we put ourselves in someone else's shoes, when we try to really be a little bit more sorry for them, or just like acknowledge what they are going through. Empathy, when we start to get a little bit more of that, when we start to notice there's more of a realization of what they are going through. And compassion is the actual feeling component of that. When we really start to feel this, and by feeling someone else's suffering, then we are moved to take action, to do something, whether we do it or not. But there's this intention. Some people might call this type of compassion empathy. Some people might call it sympathy. It's just words that explain something. The main thing with this is that compassion comes with really feeling in our bodies the experience. And this can be someone else's experience or our own. And the feeling component here is huge, because most of us that we are thinkers, it's challenging sometimes to come into the body and to really be present with the feelings. When we open ourselves to feeling, now we can actually navigate life very differently, because now there's no more judging, or as much judging. There's no more seeing the behavior, the symptoms. We see what's behind it, what's before it, underneath it. When I started to realize that a lot of the behaviors that I didn't like from people had to do with the fact that that's what they learned. They learned that either those behaviors were okay because they were shown that, or they had some trauma. They suffered somehow, and those were the coping mechanisms. Those were perhaps the patterns of behaviors that have come through generations. this through the work that I do with family constellations, I see it so much that we take on the energies from those that came before and we repeat that. So when I started to see that more and more and more, I started to live with more compassion, with less judgment. Now things activate me still. Some people, some situations activate me. And that is where my practice of feeling compassion for myself has really helped me. Because when I do get activated, when I do get triggered, because there's all of these different buttons that people can still push, I feel compassion for myself that is what happened. I'm feeling compassion for myself has been one of the biggest things, because it helped me to heal my past. It helped me to heal what happened before, and it keeps on helping me to not get so caught up and wrapped up in the things that I wish that I would have done differently. In the practice, there's a practice that it's called metta. It's called in English loving kindness. It's a type of meditation that I love. It's a great practice to develop this compassion. It's a practice that invites us to connect with feeling compassion for ourselves, feeling compassion for the people that we love, feeling compassion for people that we feel neutral towards, and feeling compassion towards people that we don't like, but that we hate. So feeling compassion for everyone. Compassion doesn't discriminate in terms of that. But being able to actually have this superpower of compassion can help us change so much. And I know that it has for me. It can help us to see situations differently. It can help us to heal links or relationships with people. It can help us to be kind with ourselves. It can help us to actually open up new possibilities, because we are not so wrapped up in the stories or in the judgments or in the ego. We can move beyond it and we can create something new for ourselves and for others. So I wish that we all would develop this amazing capacity that we have to be compassionate towards ourselves and towards others, so that we can create a very different world. And this is why I started to also change a lot of my outside behavior. Compassion has been a key element of why I am vegan and I eat a plant-based diet. Compassion towards the animals. This is why for now almost, I don't even know, more than 15, 20 years, I have not, at least not consciously, killed any insects, even though I grew up with that's what you do. If there's a cockroach or if there's a spider or something, just killing them. Instead of that, I allow them to be. And if I don't want them in my space, I gently, as gently as I can, I grab them and I take them to another place. It has helped me to change how I'm approaching other people, especially those that I don't think like, those that want something very differently than me. It has helped me to heal some of the energies that came from my past, from my childhood, from my ancestors. It has helped me to understand how I want to show up. So I do invite you to see, where in your life can you be more compassionate? What do you need to do to get to that place? What are the practices that you need that are going to support you to be able to bring more compassion into your life? I'd love to know. How is this for you? How do you experience compassion? What is compassion for you? Where in your life do you see compassion? Do you feel compassion towards yourself? Do you feel compassion towards others? I'd love to know anywhere that you're finding this episode. Let me know. Just write in the comments. And thank you, as always, for being here. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
What did you like the most about this episode? Take a moment to think about what change you can make in your life today.
Share your conscious action on social media using hashtag conscious action and tagging at conscious action NZ so we can celebrate your impact on the world and create a ripple effect.
One easy action we would love for you to take right now is to share, like, and subscribe to this podcast. This will help us get these messages out into the world and inspire more people to take conscious action in their own lives, contributing to the better world we hope for.